shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Good afternoon. The present truth, Rick Rodriguez. Well, things happen for a reason. I spent all morning preparing for today's program, and I thought, well, I have everything I need, and I walked out and left my notes and the program on the desk at the casa. And for those that are not Spanish, casa is house. So I left everything back at the ranch. But don't you worry. There is nothing that is done accidentally. In God's kingdom, all things work together for good to those that love God, to those that are called according to the purpose. So I will just abbreviate what I had been planning to discuss. In June, and we have to go to what's happening in Central Asia, north of Afghanistan. It's very important that you understand what's happening over there. While the you have the multi-armed Shiva, you have all these arms all over the world doing different things. One arm is working with the virus and the vaccinations. Another arm is working either in Asia with South Asia with Australia, the United Kingdom, and America. Another arm is working here with the massive budget spending. It's a crisis. Americans are going to die by the thousands upon thousands if we don't get this budget passed. These people that put this together, it's all about them losing. This is a great opportunity now for them to not make millions, not a million, but tens of millions of dollars, because this money will go out and it will boomerang and come right back into their checking accounts or their underground hidden security boxes filled with who knows bullion and the finest things in earth in the world. And then it's going to go down to their children who they have already planned to give the ruling power to in the decades to come. They not only will have all the wealth, but their children are going to be the ones to rule the world, like George Soros, Jorge Soros. Jorge is another Hispanic name for George. So Jorge Soros, what he's going to do is he has a son that's just as evil as he is, probably seven times more evil. Soros is a Jewish, but for people that don't realize that he is not of the 12 tribes of Israel in the book of Revelation chapter 7. No, he is from a 13th tribe, the tribe of Dan, which is the Jewish tribe that ends up in the occult. And you have these very powerful Jewish bankers internationally who are from the tribe of Dan. They're going to be judged severely by God. They're not even mentioned in the book of Revelation chapter 7. One of Joseph's sons, Manasseh, replaces them. And for those that remember when Christ was betrayed, Judas Iscariot, well, he was one of the 12 disciples. Yes, but he's the disciple that went out and hung himself because he betrayed Christ and he wished he had never done it. And Christ said, woe to him that betrays me. It would have been better that he not even be born. But Judas Iscariot, I feel in my studies, was from the tribe of Dan. And it would be the tribe of Dan that they would fight God, the Jewish people, the purposes of God, and they would be merchants in the world. So there'd be, you could say, Alan Greenspan, probably from the tribe of Dan. The Clintons, who it is believed have Jewish heritage from the tribe of Dan. George Soros, probably from the tribe of Dan. Henry Kissinger, definitely from the tribe of Dan. Jewish, but not going to inherit the blessings of Israel in the time to come, but rather going to be judged. Then you have, I think, the Rothschild families from the tribe of Dan, Red Shield. So I wanted to just say that what's happening with the multi-armed Shiva is in Afghanistan. Once we left Afghanistan, now there's a rise of the Taliban. And in June, Russia, in a meeting when they were in wasn't Davos, but Russia made it clear, the Putin administration made it very clear to America, you are not going to take the military forces that are in Afghanistan with Islamic forces and move them into the areas of the five stands, Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, I have them written down here. There are too many stands. They're Russian. Again, I'm going to change my name to Rick Rakopov. Because of the language, I can't get it. But anyhow, Vladimir Putin said, no, you're not going to move your troops into these areas so you have a way to monitor what's going to happen in Afghanistan through the drones. You're not going to do that. Well, America just yesterday has made a decision to begin to move American forces into these nations apart from Russia's blessings. We'll be right back. It's going to be a problem.
This is Carter, bail agent at ASAP Bail Bonds. We now have a radio show. Tune in every Sunday at 2 to 3 to learn the truth about bail. Feel free to give us a call anytime for free bail information. 970-378-7878. We want you to know the truth about the rise in crime. Tune in every Sunday at 2.
Does this corrupt monetary system give you a whack to the head or a poke in the eye? Call Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. That's 800-951-0592. Don't be a stooge. Buy gold and silver today.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty. If you're serious in bringing today's injustices to resolve, understanding, of course, that justice guards our liberties, there's only two places in which to bring you, the Bible and the U.S. Constitution. Join me on KHNC 1360 AM every weekday at 8 p.m., Saturdays at 5 to 7 p.m., and Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m.
Hi, Amber with Two Girls and a Broom here. Hate cleaning? We love it. Two Girls and a Broom LLC offering residential and commercial cleaning services in Fort Collins, Colorado and surrounding areas. Call us today, 719-216-1143. Providing basic clean, deep clean, wet cleans, or Airbnb services. Let Two Girls and a Broom LLC do the work. We'll take care of you and all your cleaning needs. Call us today, 719-216-1143. Won't forget what it's like inside his cave.
Continuing Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, The Present Truth with Rick Rodriguez. Sundays, 8 to 11, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Podcasts are for all the programs on the weekend. The hosts and during the week are on 1360KHNC.com to the podcast section. Yesterday, there was a summit held with Vladimir Putin and the president of Turkey, Erdogan. And in this, they discussed what the plans are for Syria and for Libya, many diplomatic things, naturally. But one thing they've decided to do is they're going to begin to work together once again. The tensions between Turkey and Russia have, for the most part, been alleviated. Turkey had planned to buy military hardware from the United States. But because Biden he's been slow to deliver, Russia decided to go ahead and sell the equipment that Turkey needs. And there was an agreement made during the Trump administration where Donald Trump and the Russian and Turkey, they agreed that Turkey can buy weapons to protect herself from wherever she wants. Turkey was going to be part of NATO, which is not going to happen now. And so to protect her borders, she could either get military equipment from the United States or from Russia. Because of the Biden administration being slow to deliver, Turkey's now going to purchase weapons from Russia. So that is something that has developed just in the last 24 hours. At the same time, they're discussing Syria. Like I mentioned yesterday, in Syria, there are the Islamic terrorist groups, extreme terrorist factions, that are doing a disservice, you might say, to the people in Syria. Along with that, American forces in Syria, Bashar Assad doesn't really have the free rule of his nation. If he did, I think the situation would be better for the Syrians and the people of Syria. Then secondly, America just stated that they are planning, for the sake of being able to have drones closer to Afghanistan to monitor what's happening in Afghanistan, America is planning to work some deals out with some of the nations just to the southern part of Russia and north of Afghanistan. America's plan is to move American military forces and intelligence into those areas, which will give America access to intel in Afghanistan. Russia already made it clear that this is not going to happen because America's objectives have nothing to do with just intel as to what Taliban is doing in Afghanistan, but rather it is a military strategy to get a military foothold in these nations. And by doing that, eventually the United States can begin the program of the New Deal or another objective to take over the wealth of Central Asia, Russia's onto it, China's onto it. China and Russia have agreed they're not going to allow the United States to get a foothold in that area. So now there is, once again, a little more tension. Should America begin to put more military in Kyrgyzstan and Uzbekistan and Turkmenistan, Russia is, there's going to be some conflict, not just from Russia, but from China also. In the United States, we have natural, we have like 45% of America, or I would say, how do I phrase it? We have abundance of minerals and natural gas, oil, resources. But because of the green agenda, America is in a lockdown. Coal, we're in a lockdown. And America's policies have been through the last 40 years to go into other regions of the world and not just claim, but to actually take hold of resources like in Asia, South America, the Rockefellers through the Standard Oil Company, through the Exxon have gone and developed in Brazil, South America, in the Middle East, off of the shores of Vietnam, in the Philippines, and now America has its eyes on, I think there's $75 trillion worth of minerals in Russia. I don't know what there is in the Central Asia. Quite a bit. That's the new objective. That's the new plan and the purpose of our military moving out of Afghanistan and moving up into the nations north of Afghanistan. Now, when we were moving out of Afghanistan, the question was, what happens to the CIA opium heroin pipeline? Does that get shut down? Does that pipeline come to an end? Does the funding that comes out of that region to fund the CIA black budget, that's their black budget source? Did they give that away? Did they just say, well, for the sake of the good of the world, we'll just walk away? No, they didn't just walk away. People don't realize that, like I had mentioned yesterday, I didn't realize it till as I investigated with Serbia and Kosovo and the war that took place in Albania with the Serbians here during the Clinton administration. A lot of things happened. It was a slave market. A lot of young children disappeared. A lot of people were put in place that were very corrupt. Kosovo, presently, today, as I'm speaking to you, is the new cartel, the drug cartel center of Asia, of Europe, of Central Europe. It is a cartel center. The drugs that are coming out of Afghanistan, what doesn't reach the West, the far West, is going north into Kosovo. The cartels, just like you would see in Mexico, they're just as powerful to a smaller degree in Kosovo. It is a center of cartel corruption. And Serbia knows this. And Serbia is basically stating to the world that Europe, EU, and the United States is aware of that problem, and they're doing nothing to remedy the problem, but rather to encourage it. And Serbia is not going to put up with it. So there is conflict between Serbia and Kosovo one more time. It's a region where they're thinking right now, like yesterday, the Russians told and asked the American government and the NATO government or the NATO agency to, they need to get involved to help bring this conflict to an end, because if they don't, just like during the time of the war back in, what was it, in the 90s, there's going to be another war in that area around Yugoslavia, Serbia. There's going to be war, and it's going to be bad for EU as well as the people in that area. So this is what is happening there in Central Asia. All right. Now, that kind of covers, to some degree, I didn't get to cover everything I wanted to cover, but that gives you an idea. We're watching what one of the arms of the multi-armed Shiva, what they're up to. At the end of yesterday's program, I presented to the audience that the New World Order is a very sophisticated labyrinth of agencies internationally, mainly controlled by the West. It is mainly a American and a British plan, and the France, Germany, many of the European nations, they realize that they are really not the ones that are going to give this new world order that's coming the direction that they would like. They want to have a say in the direction that the world is going to go, but they know they're being cut out of the communication loop. They know that America and Britain are going to basically take this new world order to come in the direction that they want it to go. And in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 50, verse 12, there's an interesting verse. It talks about Babylon. It's talking about Babylon the Great of the end of the world, an empire that is very powerful, very sophisticated, an empire that will rule the nations, control the nations, own and protect whoever is in agreement with the policies and plans and objectives of this coming empire. The nations that go along, it will be well for them. The nations that won't go along, well, they're going to pay the price. Well, it talks about a mother and a daughter. And it says that the mother of this Babylon is going to be shamed, and the mother of this Babylon is going to have hard times ahead. It's going to have a rocky road, rough seas, is going to have conflict like the nation has never had, meaning England. England in itself and the people of England, just like with China. The people of China, I separate them from the people that rule the Communist Party. In England, you have the people of England, then you have the English aristocrats, the people who rule the nation. In the United States, you have the general population, and you have the criminals that are in the positions of authority at the federal level. It's called the deep state. Well, there's a deep state also in England. And there's a, you could call it a deep state in China. And the people of these nations are the victims. The people of the nations are the ones who are the ones that will suffer, that will just have hardships, like, especially in our time, like the whole world has never known. We're going to talk about the mother and the daughter and the plans that they have for the coming world, which we are already moving into. Rick Rodriguez, be right back. the present truth.
This is Bucky Dillon, and the Liberty Revolt is back, founded on strategies to engage in the culture war and to develop a better understanding of political philosophy, policies, and their ramifications. So don't miss the Liberty Revolt Saturdays from 5 to 6 p.m. on 1360 KHNC.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Carrie and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado. Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
My fellow Americans, this Friday night at KHNC, we will be having an American History and Civics Trivia Night, which I will win bigly. I know it, you know it, even the fake news knows it. I want you guys to come down. It's going to be hosted by the boys from the Red Rift. Great guys, Evan, Kavika, Austin. Some say they're the best, just like me, your favorite president. Come down, 6 to 8, burgers and trivia night. Thank you, thank you.
Kids, when making those cool motorcycle sounds when riding your bikes, don't use your baseball or even your Pokemon cards, because they may be worth money someday. Instead, use that embarrassing baby picture that your mom took of you in that ridiculous outfit. But when she finds out, you didn't hear that from us. Another friendly reminder from 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies. Always wear your helmet.
Learn how public bail bonds policy affects crime and get all of your bail bonds questions answered by tuning in or calling in to Bail Talk Sundays from 1 to 3 right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC.
Well, we're going to go forward. So, with these people that are going to rule this new one-world system, here are some of the things that they have to control, which they do control. Now, this is we're going to, as I do a little bit through the weeks, you know, Monday through Thursday, from 2 to 3, I'll keep you updated on what is happening in the different areas of the world with the wars that are coming. These wars are not going to be stopped. This is the end of the world. These wars are going to lead to Armageddon. We can't stop it, but we can know about it, and we can decide what changes we want to make in our lives. That's how that's going to work. Now, with the here's what they do. So you have Britain, and you have the United States. How are these two nations going to work together? What is the system? What is the network? What is the main domino to all of this? It is called the Pilgrim Society. At the end of the world, according to the Book of Revelation and other Old Testament books and the New Testament, at the end of the world, everything that the devil and his children have done to build their kingdom internationally, a wicked kingdom, the kingdom that was offered to Christ by the devil at the temptation, and Christ turned the devil down, the devil went on to look for people throughout the last 2,000 years that would work for him to build his kingdom, to build his empire. We have the world in which we live, and in the world in which the nations live, there is a deep state. There is a hidden government. There is a hidden controlling mechanism. It is called the Pilgrim Society. I've talked about this on the open forum for about almost 2.5 years. It is a partnership between the British and the American government, started in 1902 out of London, the city of London, not Britain, not London the city, but there is a city within the city of London which is the controlling power government of England. Then in the United States, they joined with a group of people in New York City a half a year later and started the Pilgrim Society West. So you have the East and the West joined together in a secret cabal, in a secret society called the Pilgrim Society. It is a society that within that society, everything is directed through witchcraft, through the power of the occult. There was an old world order called, in the book of Genesis chapter 49, it was called Egypt. It's an old world order, and in that old world order, you had, working for the Pharaoh at the time of Joseph, you had magicians, sorcerers, soothsayers, astrologers. They were giving direction to Egypt at that time. The direction that the pharaohs had was through the power of the occult. So that was an old order. Well, then, you can move forward to the time of Moses. And still in that old order, at the time of Moses, when Moses was directed by God to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt into the wilderness, that old order of witchcraft still existed. This would be in the book of Genesis. There were the magicians, the soothsayers, the astrologers, and the later on there would be necromancers, but you still had that coven of people that ruled Egypt through the power of the occult. Then you jump ahead to the time of Babylon the Great at that time, the ancient Babylon the Great. It was an old world order. In that world, the king Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. And it was Daniel who interpreted the dream. Many dreams, a couple of dreams for him. But you had the magicians, the astrologers, the soothsayers, you had the sorcerers, you had the again, these type of people. And what was being presented by God in the Old Testament stories, which were real, was this would be a pattern through the ages, up to the ages up to the time in which we live. It happened in Greece. It happened in Rome. It has happened in all the nations of the world. It is proven. The archaeologists have proven it. It happened in Mexico. It happened in Peru. It's happened in Thailand, in China, in South Africa, in Africa, Central Africa, Western Africa. Voodoo began in Western Africa, Nigeria. It's happened in Haiti, in Cuba, in Alaska. Everywhere you go, there is that principle. God wanted mankind to know that that principle would flow through all of time in all the nations of the world. All the nations of the world have their gods or their demons or their deities, And within this culture, America, you have the exact same, it's exactly the same. With the British and the American Pilgrim Society, you have the people in that society. It's secret. You can't be part of it. And they are in the occult. They are given direction by the occult. This may be odd to you. You may not believe it. But you can look at Jimmy Carter, the last seven presidents. You can look, excluding Donald Trump, maybe in his early life, I don't know. But you look at the witchcraft and the occult that took place with George Bush Sr., with Ronald Reagan. George Bush Sr., his wife Barbara, was the daughter of Aleister Crowley, the great Satanist out of England, I believe it was. Well, his daughter, her mother, I think Barbara's real mother, I forgot her name, she went over, she was married, she went over to Europe with a friend, and she got pregnant, came back, and had little Barbara. And little Barbara was married to George Sr. They had a child. I don't know which child. The child was stillborn. They put it in a glass jar and with formaldehyde, and it sits on there, or did sit on their counter above the fireplace. And somebody asked George Jr., didn't that seem kind of odd? And Jr. said, well, it's just, you know, it's normal with these type of people. Well, you just have a fetus in a jar in formaldehyde sitting on the mantle. It's just normal. Be right back.
This is Chad Yarmer, pastor from the Altar Church, 1630 North College Ave in Fort Collins. I'd like to invite you to join us this Sunday at 10 a.m. as we worship Jesus. Join us as we journey together to be equipped to fulfill our kingdom purpose through the truth of God's Word and the power of the Holy Spirit. You'll experience authentic worship and a faith-filled message where the Holy Spirit is welcome and everyone is family. Find out more at our webpage, thealtarfc.com. That's thealtarfc.com.
Reasons to Own Gold, brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank, which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 37.
Who are the people that tell you not to own gold? Bankers, Wall Street pinstripe bandits, and all the other debt pushers out there. They believe in endless money printing that taxes all of us in the form of inflation. Make sure your wealth is protected by calling the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3, The Present Truth. On Sundays, 8 to 11 for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Weekend programs, daily programs are on podcast, 1360khnc.com, the podcast section, and you'll find the whole list of the hosts and the name of their programs, which is very convenient because you don't have to listen to mainstream media when you can listen to the different hosts. We cover everything on this station. Everything is being covered. Finances, the debt, federal debt, the high interest rates, the collapse of the system, the wickedness of man, you name it. It's just there. We got it all. So with the pilgrims, you had people working behind the scenes, and these people were involved in the occult. They were doing things, and they had other people that were not directly, in a sense, associated with them. An example would be a guy by the name of, oh my gosh, my mind went blank for a second. Don't worry. Cecil Rhodes. And Cecil Rhodes had two other compadres. Now, for those that aren't Spanish, you know, compadres like a couple of amigos. Oh, I better stop. Amigos or compadres or criminals, partners in the crime. So they had plans back in the 1850s, but they didn't have a way to actually get things moving. Well, through witchcraft, they began to get Cecil Rhodes, yes, he was deep in witchcraft, but there's another guy by the name of Steed. W.T. Steed, I think it was. This guy was definitely deep in the occult. There was another guy that I'm going to talk about eventually. His name was John Dee. He was, back in the 1600s, he was a witch that used to counsel Queen Elizabeth I. And it was through the power that he had in the occult that he was able to cause the storm that destroyed the British or the French armada as they were coming to attack England. And you heard the story about Merlin the magician. Well, some think that this John Dee might have been the true person, Merlin. So now, with the pilgrims, the matter of the globalism that we're moving into, the globalist society, that is one of their plans. They orchestrated this. The matter of media censorship, this was a plan that was put in play in 1909 in England. The matter of the 666 mark program, the technologies that came into existence back in the 70s, they started with the barcode in, I think it was New Jersey, or the East Coast. And then eventually in New Jersey, they started putting the scanner in grocery stores. And there was kind of an uproar about that. And it took about 2 or 3 years before people got comfortable with it. But they did get comfortable with it. But in the barcode itself, there are the three segments. It's split into three. And each three is driven by a six. And there is one-third of the barcode system that to this day no one knows anything about. They don't know what is in this one-third. Well, I think in that one-third it may be each person and the plans for each person. It's not necessarily a Coca-Cola and Diet Coke or a Zero, whatever, the different brands, and where it was made, when it was made, where it was delivered, who delivered it, where it ended up, who bought it. Maybe not that so much as in the hidden code, it is your blood type, your everything about you, your DNA, who knows. Then you have with these men in the nations that are the warmongers, who do you think gives them direction? The Pilgrim Society. Then you have within the political world, you have the men that are the senators and the congressmen and the representatives that are into witchcraft. They're in the satanic world. Then within the legal system, you have judges. And look what's been happening with the judges nowadays. If if you are a judge, you pretty much have to be a Mason. You have to be a Freemason. If you're a Freemason, you'll be successful. All the people that come to you as a judge that are Freemasons, you let them out. They probably don't have to pay any bail. You let them out. You don't charge them. You let them go free. Then you have bogus elections. Elections that are not legal. Well, who controls the voting machines in Europe, in America? In the last election with Vladimir Putin last week, the Russians did everything they could do to secure their voting machines, and still they found that they were hit from outside cyber attacks daily, almost hourly, trying to sway the elections in Russia. Well, Vladimir Putin was elected, and his party remained in power, but they did document, and they were able to find where the attacks were coming from, and for the most part, they were CIA attacks and also attacks out of Europe with CIA involvement. Then you have GMO foods. What's the purpose of the GMO foods? It's not just to kill the bugs in the different grains, but actually it would be to slowly kill people and to raise the profit of the people that own the seed. But at the same time, they know the effects on the gut of men and women. They know how it destroys the gut and causes, you know, leaky bowel syndrome and all these gut problems, which is your main vital source of your immune system. We'll be back. Hang on.
If your part of Rocky Mountain Paradise has been waiting to burn for 100 years, this fall you should call Affordable Tree Service North at 568-6898. I have 3 houses fire went around, and Rob's handiwork saved 4 miles Boulder Mountain Lodge. We can get raging fire to drop out of the trees long before it gets too close to home. If the fire marshal flagged a drive or you're worried about the power lines, call 568-6898.
I'm a tree cutting man.
A lot of radio stations boast about having 2, 3, 4, 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is the average listener only listens for 4 minutes. A song plays they don't like, same old boring commentary, or worse yet, as soon as the commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have one of the longest time spent listening in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial when the commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss what our hosts have to say next. Advertise with 1360 KHNC and have your message be heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We also have the best rates in Colorado. 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
You're out with your family when...
Reports of an active shooter.
Dozens of shots.
Unfortunately, in the world we live in today, this is an all too common occurrence. Contact Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions at 970-578-9821 or unfairadvantagedefense@gmail.com. And I'll give you the unfair advantage in the fight. That's Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions, 970-578-9821. You can also follow me on Facebook at Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions.
Firearms and emergency response training.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life.
All right, okay. I was going to say that if you want to support this hour, KHNC, Post Office Box 104. Johnstown, the zip code 80534. And this will keep me on the air. It will help the station because I have a lot that you're going to want to listen to. So again, make sure that should you, I don't know if you want to send a check or how you want to support, call, but whatever, make sure that you let Jason or make a note that this would be for this program. This keeps me on the air, pays for my hour. Thank you. I appreciate that. Now, with, you know, with these men like Klaus Schwab and Fauci and Bill Gates, Barack Obama, all these type of people that are involved with the criminal activity taking place in the world today, these people, in one way or another, are coven members. They are part of the secret societies of the world. Obama is a Freemason. Schwab, these type of people, Bill Gates, they are all in some type of secret society. And all these people are tied into Pilgrim Society to be a player in the world today. In the pharmaceutical world, they have their something will feather, the roots will feather back to the Pilgrim Society. At the end of the world, like I said earlier, the Lord is going to allow everything to come out. And you know, I mentioned that these people are coven members, that they are involved in these secret societies, and the God that they serve is not the God of heaven. It is the God that was created, the devil, by the God of heaven. And one of these days, you will begin to hear them publicly admit that they are covering members, and they will laugh at the world when they admit it and when the world sees it, because by that time they will have control basically of the world. But until then, they'll keep it hidden. But at that time, they will tell you who they really are if you don't know already. They're involved in putting together this cashless society. Klaus Schwab is part of it. This is a pilgrim plan. Corrupt educators within this government, within America, these teachers throughout this nation, not every one of them, but the vast majority of the teachers in this country are communist. They're training the children to be communists, anti-God, anti-Christ, anti-Christian, anti-good, everything bad. Another part of the CIA, it came into existence because of plans through the Pilgrim Society. The remember the silver shorts back in the 80s and 90s? This was a plan. It was a program. Everything is being manipulated. With the mega banks, the pilgrims are behind it. Big Pharma, just talking about that. Welcome Trust was one of the initial pharmaceutical companies in the 1800s. There's so much to cover, but this gives you kind of an idea of the direction and the programs will go in the future. So, well, that's it for this week. Join me on Sunday from 8 to 11 for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. God bless this audience. Talk to you again. Rick Rodriguez, Podcast 1360, KHNC.com.
This is Carter, bail agent at ASAP Bail Bonds. We now have a radio show. Tune in every Sunday at 2 to 3 to learn the truth about bail. Feel free to give us a call anytime for free bail information. 970-378-7878. We want you to know the truth about the rise in crime. Tune in every Sunday at 2.
Hey man, pass the bottle over and take a couple of hits off the My Kind CBD. Get your CBD by going to 1360KHNC.com and click on the shopping button, man.
Silly Jamaican, there's no THC in this product. It's certified THC-free. Just go to the website, 1360KHNC.com, click the shop.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland,